Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Should there be any limits on abortion after viability, which usually falls somewhere between 24 to 26 weeks?
You know, the Roe standard did have that, and that's precisely what we've been fighting for.
But so you support that, Governor? Just to be clear, you would support some limitations after viability?
I would support the Roe standard becoming the law of the nation again. That's exactly where I'm at, and I know that's where most Americans are. But I'll also share with you, Kristen, I am not a doctor.
Does not receive anywhere between 85 or 90% of the black vote. There's no Democrat Party. That photograph of that black woman with President Trump is a nightmare for CNN, MSNBC, New York Times. They have sent out a false narrative. Trump is a racist. Black people hate Trump. You see that photograph? Mm-hmm. That photograph shows a disconnect as to what the left-wing media is portraying. Newsflash, Trump is likable. Black people like Trump. And those numbers that you just pointed out, Dana, reflect a shift from the Democrat Party to Donald J. Trump. And you can see a lot more of that because that is what's happening. Look, everyone knows 4 years ago, Dana, I made the switch when Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Well, I'm still black and I'm voting for Trump.
Welcome back on this Tuesday. First audio clip you heard was the governor of Michigan not answering the question. Whitmer didn't want to say whether or not she supported abortion after a certain week, even though she wants to claim that most Americans agree with that standard, Roe v. Wade standard. That's actually a lie. If you actually dig into it, most people are okay with abortion up to, the majority of people anyways, up to around the 15th week. If you get people 12, it starts really reducing, but most people that have been asked the question and have responded are somewhere around the 15 week mark. 90% of people, when you get to that 23rd, 24 week mark, are a definite no. They will not tolerate it. And I believe as technology continues to improve, and you can see the fetuses are humans from the very beginning, I think that number will continue to reduce. I think it'll go from 15 down to people saying 12 week, and then I think it'll go from 12 week down to 8 week, and then you get to some of the laws that we're having now where people are at, a lot of states are at 6 week for an abortion ban, with the exceptions of rape and incest. And on all accounts, 6 weeks, I would say 99% of abortions are now not going to be had, because most women, you know, don't even know they're pregnant by the sixth week. Now, generally, you know, and you're a woman, you know better than I do, but generally your monthly cycle, it's not abnormal to be a little bit late. I mean, some girls are on the money every time, so maybe they would be the ones that would catch it a little bit faster. But some women fluctuate, you know, days or weeks. Some girls' periods are all over the place. And if you dropped it down to 6 weeks, you could pretty much say abortions are, it's a wrap at that point. Yeah, I mean, at least you're going to cut down 99% of them. You're going to save 99% of the lives. And something that I hope to see in my lifetime be accomplished would actually get accomplished. So as technology gets better, I believe that we're going to move more and more towards the preservation of life, and the agreeance that life at 6 weeks, it is a living person in there that has a soul, that feels pain, that you are tearing apart so terribly, and most people will not allow for it anymore, or at least agree that we should have laws protecting beyond that point. There was a video I wanted to play originally for you to start this out. The person that I saw post it was Bridget Gabrielle, And the video has been disabled because of a response of copyright to ownership of the video. I will tell you what's in it. I wanted to play it for you so you could hear it. It was the commentary of a track and field event where a little boy saying that he is a little girl is racing against actual females. And it's not close. Not saying that it's not close is an understatement. Track and field, your best person to your to the least fast person, generally you don't have a huge time gap. You know, 3 to 4 seconds is a massive time gap from the very first person that crosses the line to the last one. Generally, they're all bunched up. Pretty tight together. Maybe you have one that is out for injury reasons or whatever, but for the most part, they're all pretty much together. So if you have a really large time gap, I mean, they're not really competing. This boy beat every single girl, beat the fastest girl on the field by over 5 seconds. I mean, annihilated. It wasn't even close. It's not even a competition at that point. He annihilated these girls that work so hard and run and try to... oh my God, you know, when you're an athlete, it's not only just training, but it's also about your diet, and your diet in many cases is even more important than your training. I mean, they alter lives. They give up going out. They give up having fun. They give up going to parties for their friends. When you have girls that are serious athletes, and it's just like men, but when they're serious athletes, they're going for the gold. You know, they give up the fun parts of life that all of us tend to enjoy because they're chasing something that they really want. And to see these girls get smashed over the head like that by over 5 seconds because this boy said that he's a girl and then he goes out there and just destroys all the girls is wrong. A funny thing is, if you would put him against the boys, I bet you he's the last one in the bunch. I bet you he's getting beat by 5 seconds. But as soon as you put him in the girls category, because he says he's a girl, now all of a sudden he's a winner, and he goes home and feels real special about himself. I don't know. These people have mental problems. I don't know how you could feel great about yourself after that. I don't know how, as a man, you feel good about yourself, you know, beating a bunch of girls. I don't know how you go there and pat yourself on the back and you're all excited. And I wouldn't feel that way at all. I mean, I wouldn't even compete. And if I did, it would be for fun. And I certainly wouldn't look at it as a competition and I'd go have fun with the girls. It just, you know, it's stupid, really. I just don't see how you have any respect for yourself as an athlete. Oh, I went out there, man, I killed all the girls. Oh my God, you're a fantastic athlete. Get out there with the guys. Let's see how you do. But you know, that seems to be the trend these days. Anyways, I wanted to play it for you, but it got taken down. To drive home the point, I'm always looking to drive home the point how unfair it is in women's sports to have men competing against women, that they dominate women because we are bigger, stronger, and faster. That is just the way it is. Pertaining to sports, I'm not saying women are less. But when it comes to sporting events, you wouldn't put Mike Tyson in the ring with Ronda Rousey. All right, that's how you pronounce her last name. And I know that she's MMA and he's boxing. But you wouldn't put those two in the ring because she has never been hit the way that man's about to hit her. Ever. She's never taken a punch from a girl that's going to equal the punch you're about to take from Iron Mike. It's just not going to happen. Why? Because he is bigger, stronger, and faster. He might be a short guy, but you know, you get what I'm saying. He's going to hit her a way she's never been hit before. There have been men that have transitioned and are in MMA, and the girls that did fight the guy that is fighting girls, which is even worse than beating him in running. So even the girl came out of that and said that she had never been hit that hard in her entire career of fighting hundreds of different girls in MMA. Of course you haven't. This is a grown, trained man smashing you in the face. So the bone density's bigger, stronger, faster all the way around. It's my mission to get these guys out of girl sports. I would like to see nothing more than to have them removed. If they want to compete, make a subcategory, which is a transgender category, and then the men that dress up as girls can all compete together, and the girls that dress up as boys can all compete together. The funny thing is, we are never complaining about the girls competing with the guys because they are not dominating the sport in any way at all. Like I said, bigger, stronger, faster. If anything, they're probably getting beat up pretty good in the sport, and they would probably do better in the women's sports, to be 100% honest with you. That video was taken down. I got my point across anyways, but I really wanted you guys to hear it, because even the announcers, not that they were poking fun or anything, but you could just hear it in their voices. You know, when you can tell somebody is a little bit like, and when this guy comes across the finish line so far ahead of the competition, it's not even a race. It's upsetting for the girls. The second audio you heard, Leo Terrell, as far as the Democratic Party bleeding support from the black community. In a general election, the Democrats need, like he said, 85%, which leaves about 15% they can bleed out, and they'd still do. They're still competitive in an election. The latest numbers are at 22%. 22% of blacks support President Trump. That's 7% higher than the maximum amount that they can allow, they can allow to vote for the other side before it gets very difficult for the Democratic Party to win an election. They need the black vote. They have to have it. Okay. Unfortunate for them, fortunate for us, is that Trump is a likable guy. You see, whenever he goes places, it's everybody. It's not just blacks. Blacks, Hispanics, whites, Asian, everything. People like this guy. He is a people person. He likes to get out there and mingle with the population. It's a strategy to win. He may be that way normally. I don't know. I don't know the guy. He may be a real friendly guy that likes to just talk to people anyways. You know somebody like that. I know people like that. They just sit down. The other day I was sitting in Enterprise. I was going to rent a minivan because we were going to visit my mother. And the guy sitting down next to me, my God, I didn't even have to ask him any questions. I pretty much got his whole life story on tap. got fired from where he worked at. He's renting a car. He's going for his wife's side. The family member's getting married, and they're going to Disney for the wedding reception. He's got another job interview. He told me where that interview was at. I'm not going to give out too much of his information. And I'm just kind of nodding my head and like, my God, buddy, he's a people person. He likes to talk to people. He just likes to talk. And there are plenty of people like that. So for all I know, Trump is like that. Trump likes to go out and talk to people. I do know that in person, anybody that I know that actually has met him in person, they say he is very welcoming and warm, and he is extremely friendly, and they always say what a nice person he is. So I haven't heard too many people say anything other than that about him. And the people that do say something like that about him are generally zealots for the left, so their opinion doesn't really count. If President Trump does hold 22% of the black vote, it's going to be real, real tough for Joe Biden to beat him in November. If he expands on that, it doesn't actually drop. If Trump gets any more, 25, 30% of the black vote, the election's over before it starts. They cannot win bleeding out that many. And the black community is being hurt the same way the rest of us are being hurt. But being that large populations in the black community are already in low-income areas, they're getting hammered that much harder because they don't have the funds available to sustain the blow that they're getting from everything around them. The gas is too high, food costs, food prices are too high, energy's going up, people are hurting. So not unrealistic to think that moving forward, we could see a larger shift of support from the black community to President Trump. I hope that it does go in that direction. It would be a win for our side. That would, I think, make everybody a little bit more comfortable for the election. We'll have to wait and see. Some early reports coming out. They're starting to circulate, and this was happening late Monday evening, that details from Speaker Johnson's new spending plan were starting to come out. Now, I don't know how true this is. If you hear this and it is, if it turns out to be not true, that's fine. But I'm just giving you the early reports. It's ugly. And I mean, it's ugly. What he has, what is starting to circulate is supplemental. He's willing to give $48.43 billion to Ukraine, $19.85 billion to replenishment of stocks to DOD, $14.8 billion for the DOD ops in Ukraine, $13.8 billion to the USAI for Ukraine to purchase U.S. weapons, $8 million for IG, $7.85 billion direct support to the Ukrainian government. Israel, he is willing to give $14.1 billion, $4 billion for missile defense from the drone David Sling, $1.2 billion for the Iron Beam, $4 billion replenishment for stocks in the DOD, $3.5 billion in FMS for Israel to purchase U.S. weapons, and $800 million for ammunition plant improvements. And then he has for Red Sea operations, $2.4 billion, use for operations, force protection, and the replenishment of combat expenditures. This is what is circulating. I cannot verify that this is 100% true, but from some pretty reliable sources, this is starting to come out all over social media. May be true. It may not be true. If it is true, I can't say that Johnson, and we had talked about this, is any better than McCarthy. We weren't 100% sure what we were getting with him. I would say this is probably his most difficult test to date. From when he got into the position, and he is failing miserably. The fact that we're going to send almost another $50 billion to Ukraine is an issue. That we're going to send another $14 billion to Israel is an issue. $2.4 billion to the Red Sea operations is an issue. We are struggling here at home. We are having so many problems here at home. That's the best deal this guy could come up with. That is the amount of backbone he can muster. You're just giving everything away. Ukraine absolutely needs no more support. Zero. Done. Ukraine should get none. Ukraine is all done. Israel is still under attack. I would be okay with some funding going to Israel. I can't say that $14.1 billion is the number that I would be comfortable with, but I understand if we are going to support them in one way or the other because of the attack that they just had, they are still under attack. Ukraine, this is a forever war. We're funding a forever war. What's really happening is that money's being sent over there, being laundered, and it's lying in the pockets of politicians that keep voting to send money over there. I can assure you, I can't prove that, but I can assure you that's more likely what is going on. Ukraine should be cut off completely. Israel, I'm okay with a little bit of funding. But at the end of the day, I think the biggest problem that we're facing right now is our speaker is obviously a dud, and potentially we may need to replace him with somebody else.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.